I know phase are wrong. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dial. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
It's us, all right. Welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, bringing you the latest real estate news, home buying facts, money-saving tips, and community reports and event information. We have it all on the Reach Radio show. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. There's no better time to become a homeowner than right now. To get started, call the good folks at Reach and let them know you're ready to become a homeowner. They have the latest information about how you may benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. You may check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4.org. Well, coming up on today's show, Karis Engel joins us with some nonprofit Chamber of Commerce information from the land of Honolulu. They have a completely different message to tell. You don't want to miss this. After that, real estate news at the bottom of the hour with Steve Cody. He's got headlines that started out as wrinkles. And of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Then our house segment presents our resident pest control freak, Carlton Thompson. He has the correct enunciation of all those hard-to-spell chemical names that we use to eliminate those nasty bugs around the house. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. Next up, South Florida's real estate headlines brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now Reach Radio's constantly and consistently random voice of wisdom, our full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir. It's been a big week for housing. There's been like a confluence of events that could end up bolstering the U.S. housing market, especially for entry-level buyers. During the past few months, the government has started loosening credit qualification standards for entry-level home buyers. The president has announced lowering of mortgage insurance premiums and much more. We'll have a rundown of all of that for you at the bottom of the hour. Plus, the stars seem to be aligned for lawmakers to make major strides in diverting Lake Okeechobee water away from the Treasure Coast. You remember Amendment 1 overwhelmingly passed. It set aside millions of dollars a year to buy environmentally sensitive land and specifically mentions buying land in the Everglades agriculture area so they don't have to put the waste into the St. Lucie estuary. We'll talk about that. Also, Palm Beach County and an Atlanta bank are getting together to provide housing financial assistance to active and retired military personnel. If you fit that description, we'll tell you how you can get in on it. And the average equity on all financed homes in the nation continued to grow as hundreds of thousands of borrowers moved into the black. What does that mean for everybody? We'll try to figure it out. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
I like it. When we return, you've heard of the Chamber of Commerce. We even have a Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. But have you ever heard of a nonprofit chamber? Well, the first chamber was founded on April 5th, 1768, by 20 New York merchants in a local bar. Of course.
Ain't got no home. I know place to roam. Ain't got no home.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. You know, if you're tired of paying rent and you want to lower your monthly payments, then you should know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshops. The next workshop is Sunday, January 25th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Reach offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. And they're also having a first-time homebuyer class at our Kendall office in Miami. So, you first-time homebuyers, this is the place to be. And these classes are limited, and they fill up fast. It would be best for you to pre-register. Get your name on the list. For additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop and to add your name to the roster, call the good folks at Reach. Their toll-free number is 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. This first-time homebuyer workshop is mandatory if you want to qualify for government assistance. And just to let you know, and we say this every week, but it's worth saying again, HUD defines a first-time homebuyer as someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. So if you've owned a home for 20 years and then you're without a home for 3 years, you qualify as a first-time homebuyer. Now, there is a cost for this particular course. It's $49, but it includes food and beverages, so you don't want to miss out on that. Call the good folks at Reach right now, 855-487-3224. Don't forget to press zero for the operator. That'll get you right in tune. All right, our first guest is the executive director of the Glades Initiative. It's a health and human services organization. She's a member of the nonprofit Chamber of Commerce in Palm Beach County. She's also an officer there, and she's fluent in both Haitian Creole and Spanish, not to mention English, right? Please welcome Karis Ingle. Oh, wait a minute. Let's get your mic up there. We'll get that. Mike. Hey, Mike. Hey, Mikey. Guess what day it is?
Are we on?
Hey, you're on now. Hey, welcome to the show.
Greetings. Thank you.
I'll go back over there later and have a word.
We're good.
We'll get that taken care of. Listen, so you're also on the chamber of the nonprofit chamber. You're an officer there?
Yes. I've been with the chamber since the beginning. We've been around about 7 or 8 years talking about it and officially became incorporated about 2 years ago.
I like that, from the beginning. So how long has the chamber been in operation?
Well, the discussion has been happening for 7 to 8 years.
Okay.
So it's been official now for the last two.
That's kind of cool. What does it take to start a chamber? A 12-volt battery or no?
Well, in our case, I think most chambers are nonprofit organizations, so we became a 501c3.
Right.
And you, of course, incorporate, you know.
Right. So you just do the standard. You just don't have a profit. You give that to me at the end of the year?
Stays within the organization and gets spent on programming.
That's what it's supposed to do. So what does the nonprofit chamber do?
Well, we focus on providing services to the members, and as a nonprofit chamber, anyone who is an executive director or CEO of a nonprofit would be welcome to come and join.
So there is a qualification there.
Yes.
You have to be a nonprofit organization.
Yes, to become a member.
Okay. Reach is a nonprofit organization. Are we a member?
Well, in our case, we are the Chamber for Nonprofit Health and Human Services. So we have had a number of other organizations, cultural, et cetera, but our focus really is for the health and human service nonprofits.
Wow. And I think, what, about 78 or 79 of those right here in Palm Beach County?
Oh, there's probably a lot more than that.
Really?
Our membership alone in the last 2 years has gone from, I think initially we were about 19 members the first year, and we have 75 members now.
Wow.
So I'm sure we have not tapped out the market yet.
No, not quite, if you have that kind are there fees or dues involved?
There are.
In
there? It's $200 a year.
Mm-hmm.
We try to keep the fees down because we recognize that a lot of the nonprofits in our community have small budgets and are somewhat limited when it comes to membership fees for that kind of thing.
So sure, because it's nonprofit. That makes sense.
And we do also have support from two foundations that help support not only what we do, but sometimes special events that we have, Allegheny Franciscan Ministries and Quantum Foundation.
Oh, Quantum, yeah. Quantum House, same, or
Quantum
that's different.
House is a nonprofit, but Quantum Foundation
is
the actual funding entity.
Thanks for clearing that up for me.
Quantum House is a great organization as well.
Well, let's give out the website so that nonprofit owners could go take a look. It's www.nonprofitchamberpbc.org. Now that PBC, of course, standing for Palm Beach County. So www.nonprofitchamberpbc.org, right? And here's an easy way if you just want to call them up, 561-642-0849. We'll get you right into their offices, right?
Yes.
So how cool is that? I've been involved with the chambers before. Is there anything special that the nonprofit chamber does as opposed to a regular chamber or a Hispanic chamber?
I think in many ways, if you think about it, it makes perfect sense. There aren't a lot of opportunities for nonprofit folks to get together, to network, to discuss ideas, to share ideas, to look at ways of collaborating. And so to have a chamber just for nonprofits, obviously a chamber of commerce is about business.
Right.
We're actually running businesses, but they are nonprofit-making businesses.
Sure, but there's rules and regulations and Absolutely. Guidelines, and they probably change on a daily basis. So you really have to be on top of it. And it's good when you have a group of people working on a problem. What do they say, more hands, less work, that kind of a deal?
Yep.
So anybody famous in the chamber that we might know?
Oh, I think we're all working on being famous because
I like it.
What we really, because we're all looking, and also that's another great thing, some of the services that we have, because we meet on a monthly basis, and we often have experts that will present to us in different fields. So sometimes it might be about how to fundraise or how to create endowments or different things in different ways that nonprofits use to sustain ourselves. So that's the benefit, is that we're all looking to do some of those same activities, and if we can bring someone in to bring us that knowledge, we all benefit.
Sure. Any activities on the horizon coming up?
We have coming up, I think, one of our roundtables. And the fun part of a roundtable, it's a little more informal. It's where we break into groups and we really break down into specific issues, topics that as execs we might need to know, whether it's board management, because we all have a board, or whether it's something going on with structural, organizational structure or advocacy as it relates to any kind of laws or changes in laws that are coming up.
Well, I know that they are pretty strict when it comes to all the ouch, what the heck, when it comes to all the Rick just dropped his watch. That's okay. We can deal with that. Now, how do we know what time it is now?
We're good.
All right. I'm sorry for that little interruption there.
Technical difficulties.
we were speaking about the things that you do, the events that you have, and do you do anything out into the public, or do you need to?
Most of our events really focus to the folks, those of us that are either the CEOs of the nonprofits or our staff. So sometimes it might be something related to our finance staff or to HR, those kinds of things. So the real value probably to the broader community is, well, first of all, if you're not involved with a nonprofit, you should get involved with one.
There you go. Volunteer.
Second of all, if you are involved with one, see if they're part of the chamber, because they can probably be benefiting from the sharing and the networking that we do. I mean, it really is the only place that nonprofit leaders can meet to get to know each other. And often collaborative relationships and even mutual programming can happen from that. It also provides a forum for some of the smaller nonprofits, like such as my nonprofit. We can benefit from some of these multi-million-dollar nonprofits who really know what they're doing, whereas we're just kind of learning as we go, and especially if you're fairly new into it. So one of the other benefits that I really like is that we're pretty strong with the e-blasts. A lot of communication that's just coming through, it goes in and gets shot right back out. And so that's apart from the monthly meetings. And it's a great way to share, like if you're having a fundraiser for your own nonprofit, can share and get support from the others too.
That's nice. You know, Steve goes to a monthly meeting. Every month. It's a something. I don't know what that is. But so let's speak a little bit about the Glades Initiative. Now, you're a nonprofit organization. You're part of the nonprofit chamber. How cool is that? What do you do at the Glades Initiative?
We help a lot of people get access to services. We have a lot of need, and the issues of poverty are great. And so we look at the challenges faced in our community. There are a lot of barriers to accessing service, whether it's literacy. Some people don't read and write. Or right now, for example, even to get a basic safety net service like food stamps, you have to have a computer with internet access, speak English, be able to read and write. And then here's the kicker: be willing to enter all your personal data into the computer.
Oh, of course.
And that's just
no one else will see that, right?
That's just basic needs. So there's a lot of ways that people are having a hard time get access to service. So we do a lot of help in the community with that.
Right. Oh, I'll tell you, if I had a computer, I don't know if I'd need food stamps, right? Well, that may not be so. I'm just making light of that. It's tough out there today. And I think what's the last we heard? It was 57% of the people on food stamps now. So, somebody needs something, that's for sure.
Well, and sometimes when we look at the digital divide, too, we have to realize there is still a digital divide.
Absolutely.
And that's usually who's in the need.
Right. And we're going to take a quick break. Can you hang on for a second?
Sure.
Wow, we appreciate that. Hit it. Boom. When we return, Paris Engel tells us how the chamber can help your business prosper. She'll share that in 90 seconds. I don't know if you knew this, but Yellowstone Park was founded in 1872, 18 years before Wyoming became a state.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth, or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA. Let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio once again. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. We've been speaking with Karis Engel. She's the executive director of the Glades Initiative and is a member of the nonprofit Chamber of Commerce of Palm Beach. How cool is that? Karis, thanks for hanging through the break there.
Sure.
That didn't hurt, did it?
Nope.
No, it wasn't too
painless.
Bad at all. Yeah, painless. That's what we tell everybody until they get into the break. And then they find out we were literal. Don't break that. Oh, my gosh. All right, so we're talking about nonprofit organizations and how they benefit the community and also businesses. So, running a business, if you don't attend seminars and if you don't read all the latest information and stay up on top of what's happening, you'll get lost. And I would imagine the same applies in the nonprofit world, right?
Very much so, very mm-hmm. much so. And one of the relationships actually between the nonprofit world and the business world, I mean, we hear a lot now these days about job creation.
Right.
I think we forget about our nonprofit providers. We create jobs. Not only do we provide a service and we're helping people through the services we provide, but we hire people and employ people. And I shouldn't probably use the statistic on the radio because I'm not 100% sure of it, but I've heard we're
then
about...
Then just use the word allegedly.
Allegedly. We are, when it comes to jobs and the job sector, we're at least the fourth on the list of job providers when you look at the nonprofit.
Yeah, I don't think the word nonprofit should be scaring anyone off. It just means at the end of the year, they take the money that they made and put it back into the company. Maybe hire some more people,
exactly.
Right? Make the job easier.
Provide more services or expand their ability to help folks.
Right.
Sure.
So I know we talked a bit about this in the beginning because I gave out the website and the phone number. We'll do that again. But how would someone, a small business owner, how would they approach? Just call and say, hey, I want to join? Just that simple?
Yeah. If you run a nonprofit or you're involved with a nonprofit, they absolutely could just call. They can go to the website. They can check us out on Facebook. There's all kinds of ways to express their interest. And then also for folks who are not directly involved with the nonprofit world they have questions or want to know something, it's not a bad place to start as it relates to the business of nonprofits.
Right. Is it difficult to obtain a 501c3 corporation?
It can be challenging. You don't have to have an attorney, but it can be helpful to have an attorney walk through mm-hmm. all the paperwork, and there are some fees, and you want to be specific about what your mission is and what it is you intend to do.
Don't use the word Tea Party in your name. Is that
as we know, there's been some struggles with...
A little bit of IRS action there, right? And I'm not sure what that stands for, but no, it's not that it's not expensive. It's not hard to do, and you get to get into the chamber. That's the only way you can be a member of the nonprofit chamber. You have to be a nonprofit organization. So what do you do to actually, I guess I could answer this question, but I'd rather ask you. But what does the chamber do to help the community in specific? Just the fact that the nonprofit is finely tuned and operating properly, and then that makes every. Did I answer that question for
you?
Yes,
pretty much.
Okay,
you know, because the better we function and operate, and the more efficient we are, and mm-hmm. the more effective we are, the more the community benefits from the services we're providing.
Right. And not a big, I know we said something, it was not very expensive to join the chamber, right?
$200 a year.
Drop in the bucket, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it depends on the size of the bucket.
Well, but that does include 12 monthly meetings, and then we also have other added events. But it's really, the true benefit is in the networking. It's so easy to operate in silos, and when you can find out maybe some of the issues that you have, somebody else has already struggled with, and they can give you some tips or pointers on what they did or didn't do. It's been great experience for me personally.
No doubt about it. Any single experience that you can recall that was like a gotcha moment? Like, wow, I'm glad we did this.
One of the things that we have just recently done and that has been gone on in the past is we joined together with another group called the Human Services Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is each year there is an annual legislative advocacy workshop. So what we do as a nonprofit group, we get together and determine what our priorities are legislatively.
Oh, that's cool.
And then we present that to our local legislators. So we invite them to come, and we call it the Red Book.
Mm-hmm.
And we put that in there, and a lot of our local legislators will actually, when it comes to laws around health and human service stuff, will look and see what it was that we as a group came up together and advocated. So that's something that we're going to start partnering with the Human Services Coalition to put on, and we're real excited about that opportunity because it definitely creates a greater collective impact.
I was just going to say, that's a smart move. You have a group of people together, you become a coalition, you have four, we call it the thug force, but you know, the politicians don't like that, you know. But no, it's true. It does help you out when you have a group of people. You have a bigger voice.
Yes.
And that's what makes all this work. So now let's get back to the Glades initiative. I like that. Are you out in the Glades?
We are in the Glades. So we focus 100% on activities in the Glades. And for those of you who don't know where the Glades are, that's west of 20 Mile Bend, out by Lake Okeechobee.
I was going to say it's that big hole in the middle of the state, you know, filled
sometimes,
with water.
Sometimes we show up on the weather maps on the news, and sometimes they, you know, but it's Pahokee, Belglades, South Bay, and the unincorporated areas.
Right. You're in a community out there then that more than likely would use your service.
We have a lot of farm workers. We have a lot of seasonal laborers. We have a lot of people that make minimum wage. And when you start looking at minimum wage, even if you work full-time all year long at a minimum wage job, you're making about $17,000 a year. Imagine trying to live off
of... twice what I make.
So,
but yeah, you're right. Imagine what
it can
what
be challenging.
Like, yeah.
So one of the other things we do is we run a food bank.
Nice.
So we collect food and distribute food to 11 partner sites all in the Glades area. It's, we're always looking for food donations and opportunities to expand our capacity. So it's not just about what we do, but it's about how we can help the other nonprofits in the Glades area provide stronger, more effective services.
Very cool. And if you would like to donate some food, let me give you you want to give this phone number?
Sure, that's the nonprofit
chamber.
Yeah,
they'll get to you, sure. Yeah, again, get your pen ready, and if you're driving, pull over. Okay, we'll wait for you. Okay. All right, here's the toll-free number. The number, it's 561-642-0849. You can check out the website. It's www.notforprofitchamberpbc.org. And obviously, PBC is Palm Beach County. I got to tell you, I...
Do the website again.
You want to do the website again? Okay. It's he likes that. www.notprofitchamberpbc.org.
Non.
And
no,
I said not, didn't
that's
I?
That's twice you
it's
got it wrong.
Non.
Try again.
Non.
Drop back and kick.
One more time.
Hold on. Let me just scratch the T off there. All right. Here we go. Now, I'm not fooling around, folks. This time, this is real. Here it is. www.nonprofitchamberpbc. That's tough to do when you're on the radio. You have to drive and write down at the same time.
.org. And you know what? You can always Google it. Nonprofit Chamber, Palm Beach County.
Here's the best way. 561-642-0849. You can't go wrong with that. Karis, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it. The information was fabulous.
Thank you so much.
All right. We're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Ted Masters tells us how to protect our investment value of our home. Coming up after that, Reach Radio's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how this house can become your home. Then, our house segment has a power list of pest control chemicals that most of us keep under the kitchen sink. Carlton Thompson is on deck. And finally, bad credit scores may prevent you from owning a home. Kenesha Wood will tell us how to correct the problem with proper counseling from Reach. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, it's Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir. You know, an awful lot of the news today is for people who are looking to buy a home. Here's what I mean.
there's been a confluence of events that could bolster the housing market, especially for entry-level buyers. This according to the latest Fitch ratings. During the past few months, the government has started loosening credit qualification standards for entry-level home buyers. It also has addressed lender concerns about loan putback risks and key Dodd-Frank issue risk that might have curtailed residential lending. In addition, gas prices have fallen a lot, increasing consumer discretionary income, and of course, making outlying suburban markets potentially more affordable for home buyers. The FHA also announced last week that it would be reducing the mortgage insurance premiums by 0.5% to 0.85%. This past fall, FHFA, the regulator of Fannie and Freddie, announced plans to lower the minimum down payment requirements for loans for Fannie and Freddie-backed mortgages for certain home buyers. They're lowering it to 3% from 5% in certain cases. The FHA spelled out details of its plan to lower those mortgage premiums just one day after President Obama unveiled efforts to jumpstart first-time homebuyer purchases. For the 30-year mortgages with less than a 5% down payment, as I mentioned, the mandatory annual mortgage insurance rate of 1.35% of the loan will be cut to 0.85. A lot of ways to save money there if you're out shopping for a home. The agency also says it will temporarily allow FHA purchased loans and refinance applications now in process to have a case number that have not closed or canceled. Then borrowers can restart the process at the new lower rate. That's after January 26th. Borrowers are encouraged to contact their lender to explore their options, this according to the Federal Housing Administration. Well, the stars seem to be aligned for lawmakers to make major strides in diverting Lake Okeechobee water away from the Treasure Coast. Beyond protecting the river and the lagoon, restoring the national flow from the lake to Everglades will reroute billions of gallons of wastewater to the south, where it's needed for agriculture and the state's largest population center. This according to Mark Perry. Mark is the executive director of the Florida Oceanographic Institute in Stuart and an Everglades Coalition board member. Throw in voters' overwhelming support in November for Amendment 1, which sets aside millions of dollars a year to buy environmentally sensitive land, and specifically mentions buying land in the Everglades agricultural areas, and environmentalists have a way to fund their dream, a flowway south. Palm Beach County and an Atlanta bank are providing housing financial assistance to active and retired military personnel. Working with the Federal Home Loan Bank of Atlanta, the county is helping veterans to rehabilitate their existing homes or to buy new ones. A total of $1.5 million, a million from the county and $500,000 from the State Housing Initiative and from the bank have been set aside to provide veterans with this assistance. Eligibility for the program is based on your income, and if you are a veteran and you would like more information about this, here's where you go on the web. It's pbc.gov. Pardon me, I got it wrong. See, I'm having trouble with websites today, too, Alan. It is www.pbcgov.com/DES. That's if you're a veteran and you're looking for home buying or repairing assistance.
Yeah, but I have a self-correcting pen, so...
Oh, okay. Can I take that and make an X on my tongue? Will
sure,
that help?
Sure, okay. That's what I did.
In other news, average equity on all financed homes in the nation continues to grow as hundreds of thousands of borrowers moved into the black. As of the third quarter of last year, those are the latest figures we have, the average loan-to-value on all U.S. residents was 58.9%. The nation's collective equity position improved for the second quarter when the average LTV ratio was 59.2. In the third quarter, the average LTV was 61.7. Those statistics were outlined in CoreLogic's equity report third quarter for 2014. Translating all those numbers and letters, fewer homes are underwater than they used to be. That's the bottom line. Home equity lines of credit dried up, of course, during the housing collapse, but the emergency cash is making a comeback. Higher home values have restored hope to thousands of South Floridians, particularly those who owe more than their property's worth, but many are tapping newfound equity to finance home repairs and college costs and other major expenses. Lenders report a steady increase in business. Bank of America said that the interest in equity lines jumped by 50% across Florida in 2014 compared to 2013. PNC Bank said that its home equity lines in Broward rose 66%. PNC's equity credit lines rose 13% in Palm Beach County during the same period. But credit counselors say just because homeowners have equity doesn't mean they should use it. Homeowners should take out equity lines to finance home repairs only if those improvements will enhance the value beyond the added debt. Using a home equity to pay off a high-interest credit card, for instance, generally is a bad idea because most homeowners don't change their spending habits and they end up accumulating more credit card debt. Borrowers also need to be very careful about those interest-only lines of credit, which eventually they don't pay down the principal amount in most cases. What that makes is a perpetual debt that will never go away in your lifetime. So be very, very careful if you're using a home equity line of credit. Bottom line is, it's best to use it for home improvements that will enhance the value of your home. And that, my friends, is the news for homeowners and home buyers and potential of both.
All right. How cool is that?
It's as cool as it gets.
You know, we talked a couple of weeks ago on the show about staging your home.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could take a part of that home equity and stage your home and sell it and get a little bit more for the home.
If the amount that you borrow enhances the home value more than that, yeah, it's a good deal. Otherwise, no.
Yeah, cool. All right. Thanks, Steve. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that. Always good news from the man that knows the news. All right. Our next guest has been working in the financial planning business for more than 30 years. He specializes in asset protection with financial services that are tailored to each client's specific needs. How cool is that? Ted Masters, welcome to the Reach Radio Show. How you doing?
Good morning, Al. Yeah. Thank you for inviting me in here.
Yeah. Not a problem. That's what we do here.
In today's economy, one of the most important things we can do is look at asset protection for all of our assets.
I was going to ask you that. Just what is an asset? What asset are we going to? We're thinking about protecting our home, right?
Well,
or the value of the home. That's an asset, right?
That's a major issue. Mm-hmm. We protect our home, our car, and our cash investments. But the thing of it is what do? We have homeowners insurance and flood insurance to protect the home.
Right.
And windstorm. We have insurance on our cars to repair and replace them. But what do we do to protect our savings? Most people put their cash in the bank or a 401k or an IRA. The problem is that all of these areas come with serious potential risk. Bank accounts look safe. They are protected up to $250,000 per account with
the
FDIC.
Yeah, the federal insurance, right.
IRAs and 401ks are safe from creditors as long as they are in the account of the employer.
Mm-hmm.
They are fully, however, fully at market risk. Most people understand that, I think.
Right, you play in the stock market, you live by the sword, you die by the sword.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And then we have savings funds that are in brokerage accounts, and again, everybody understands the stock market risk there. Mm-hmm. Now, depending on your age, younger people can deal with much more market risk than, say, somebody who's already retired or getting ready to retire and needs most of those assets to live on.
Mm-hmm.
The younger person has age on his side to rebuild from market losses. We have just reviewed the basic issues that most people are aware of, but let's review what nobody thinks about.
Oh yeah, that's the trick.
It's the hidden gotchas that seem to get everybody. Your home plus all of your assets that I have listed are subject to judgments and garnishments in the event of a wrongful death situation with your car, your boat, or your airplane.
So, in other words, if you're zipping down the road, you run a red light, your fault, and you cream somebody, and they sue.
They sue you.
So there goes all your savings. Do they get the house? Can they do that?
Well, in the state of Florida, if you've got a wrongful death situation, an attorney can lock up all of your accounts inside of 5 minutes if you get the right attorney. So you have access to nothing. In the state of Florida, they cannot take your house away from you due to the homestead laws.
Right.
However, they can freeze the asset so that when you do want to sell your house,
the money goes to somebody else.
Oh,
man. So good to have some protection built
right
in.
Any funds sitting in a bank account or broker account can also be frozen.
All right, wait a minute. Let's think about that. That's an incredible statement right there. You're doing your regular – most people live paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
So if something happens, an attorney slips in there, freezes your account, and you say, well, I got to go to the grocery store. You zip your ATM card through, and it says, no money available.
That's correct.
They can, they can do that.
About 15 years ago, I had a lady come to me after I did a public seminar, and she said, Mr. Masters, she said, I don't know if you can help me or not, but she says, the bank has frozen all my accounts, and I can't get any money. I said, well, what did you do? And her answer to me astounded me. She said, well, I had a little car accident not too long ago. She said, a young man was sitting at the curb. I turned the corner, and I cut off both of his legs.
My love.
Wow. And the bottom line to the story was she didn't have enough car insurance to cover the loss, so she has very sizable bank accounts and brokerage accounts, and they just froze all of them and took them all.
Wow.
Okay.
So now you're like without
Now
cash.
You're without anything.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I knew the IRS could do that. But I don't think they take every. Well, maybe they do. No. I don't know. But it's best to have protection.
I'm not going to talk about the
IRS. Yeah, we'll leave the IRS for another day.
Right. They do things that nobody can imagine, so that's another story. At any rate, the bottom line is if you have funds, IRA funds or 401k funds, sitting in an employer account prior to your retirement, they can't be touched by court action.
Right.
However, they can be touched once they're taken out and put in your private account after you retire.
Ergo, a lien that may have been placed
I've
against
had
your
many,
property.
I've had many attorneys tell me, no, they can't, that's not true. But I personally know attorneys that get those funds when they need them on a wrongful death situation.
Right, okay? what's the answer to this?
The answer to this is really relatively simple. The answer is we use fixed annuities and life insurance to protect these assets. The state of Florida has given us a law which in summary states no asset in life insurance or annuities owned by Florida residents can be liable to attachment or garnishment or legal process in the favor of any creditor for the purpose whose life is so insured or any creditor of a person who is the beneficiary of such annuity or life insurance contract unless the contract was created for the benefit of such creditor, i.e. creditor life insurance.
Wow. I would have loved to sit in on that lobbyist session when they got that law passed, right? I mean, that's a perfect way out.
Yeah. Now, the other side of it is life insurance and annuities both have named beneficiaries, so therefore, upon your passing, they will pass and avoid probate.
Wow.
And life insurance passes tax-free. There are special forms of life insurance that we use to create savings account outside the standard qualified retirement accounts and 401ks. Now, when we talk about insuring your home, lenders require
that you have
life insurance to cover the mortgage. The problem with that is if you buy the life insurance that the mortgage company provides for you, it's a decreasing term, which – because the way the mortgage is paid off, it proportionately
goes down.
The term, the death benefit on the decreasing term is less than what the value of the mortgage is in many situations.
Right, because the value of the payoff is going down, so they don't need to have as much insurance on it.
Right,
that makes
right.
sense.
Right. Now, what we do what I like to do is I like to take that life insurance and I like to turn it into a real asset. Because by doing that, you take the life insurance and you overfund it and create a savings account.
What do you mean overfund it?
You pay in a higher premium.
Okay.
And it, you know, today life insurance isn't what it was 10 years ago or 15 years ago. It's custom designed for each person's need. It's not something we just take off the shelf and fill out an application. So what happens is, We design the life insurance plan so there's enough death benefit in there to cover the mortgage, but then we put additional money in place of putting money into an IRA or 401k.
But therefore, for the trip to the Bahamas, I got you.
Right. Therefore, you're paying tax on the money before it goes in. You're paying tax on the seed, but you're not paying tax on the harvest when you want to take it out. So everything is insured, and again, it can't be touched by a court of law in any manner, shape, or form.
That's what makes it happen. All right, let's give out your website. People go take a look at that and get a little more information on Ted Masters. It's www.estatepreservers.com. com. Best thing to do, get yourself a pencil and paper there, 866-692-8281. That's 866-692-8281. Ask for Ted Masters. He will take care of that for you. Thanks, Ted. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, Will.
All right, now it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her phone number, 561-351-8000. This property is located in Pembroke Park, Florida. The exact address is 3930 Southwest 52nd Avenue. It's a Unit 5D. It's a beautiful two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath townhouse. It has a nice patio. It features a spacious layout with a huge walk-in closet. The ladies love the big walk-in closets and an oversized pantry, even better. It's an extra-wide living room. It has a very modern kitchen. It's located just off I-95. It's in a great shopping location and close to excellent schools. Again, this address, if you want to Google map this thing, Google loves that zip code. I tell you that every week. It's 33023. The address is 3930 Southwest 52 Avenue in Pembroke Park, Florida. Again, two-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath, and it's a very large place, a townhouse, and it's ready for you to move into right now. And that's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her phone number, 561-351-8000. You could call her right now, 561-351-8000, and she will take care of any housing needs that you have, especially this particular house.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
What a coincidence. It's Our House. This week's segment is brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. Joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak, and he's here today to set the record straight about all those nasty chemicals in the home. Carlton, how are you doing today? Say that again?
How are you?
Oh, okay. You're a little get a little closer to your microcell there, so we're not breaking up there. All right. Last week we told everybody that you were going to tell us about all those hard to pronounce chemical names that we have around the house, so that we know what we're doing and we don't drink the wrong stuff, right? I think we did. We lose him? Nope.
Oh,
there you are.
There you are.
Try it again.
Okay, I came up with a few that we need to start using this time of year out in the yard.
Okay.
And what it is pre-emergent herbicides. We need to get that down in the lawn and in some of the shrub beds. There's three good ones. The common name on one of them is called Premium. That's a common name. Are you there?
I'm here. I'm just okay. I was going to ask you to say that again because you broke up just a tiny bit there.
All right. And now I need you to say this word right after me. Pendimethalin.
Who?
Pendimethalin.
Pendimethalin?
Yeah.
Holy.
Pendimethalin. Come on, man.
Pendimethalin.
Tangle that old thing. Let's go.
All right. What's that do?
That and another one called Stonewall, which is prodiamine.
Prodiamine.
These two pre-emergents you can put in the lawn and in your shrub beds without hurting any of the plants that are in the shrub beds. And that'll really help you in battling the weeds that are going to be coming in here through spring and the summer.
Right.
That's going to be the best way to do that.
Where do we get these chemicals? Are they over-the-counter type chemicals?
Well, yeah, technically they're over-the-counter. You just have to be at the right counter.
Of course. Or have the right prescription, yeah.
Right. The best place to really go get this and any other additional knowledge, I'm not all that smart. I just get my information from John Deere Landscapes. Makes me sound smart.
Oh, I like that. John Deere Landscapes, is that that's a place?
Yep, you can go there with all kinds of questions. They'll always have the answer for you. If they don't, they'll find it.
There you go.
They usually find it real quick.
And what does this chemical do, the prendolinium there?
Yeah, try again. Pendimethalin.
Pendimethalin. Sounds illegal.
The weed seeds that are down in the ground, mm-hmm. as soon as they start to germinate, they get into this product and they die before they even become a plant.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, your weed, the weeds that you have grown are going to diminish greatly.
Okay. Well, that's good because no one likes to weed the garden.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, there's one pesky weed called crabgrass that we get in our lawns,
mm-hmm.
and it's hard to get out of there. We took Agilux off the market for the residential lawn, and we haven't really had a good way to control that since. So about the best way is to fight it through pre-emergence. And Dimension is the product from Syngenta that is probably the easiest one to use for that. because the great thing about it, it not only controls the crabgrass in a pre-emergent fashion so that the seeds don't grow, but even if you put it on a little bit late and it has started to grow, it'll kill it into the fifth tier development as well.
Yeah, so that's, it keeps on, it takes a licking and keeps on ticking is what you're saying. Right,
right.
Yeah,
and then that'll help with a lot of the problems going on.
Well, it's, you know, we talk about this stuff because having a nice looking lawn is just a way to improve the value of your home. So if you get the right chemicals and you spend a little time working on your lawn, it'll just help you out when it's time to sell.
That's one way of looking at it. If she's inside and I'm not working on a lawn, that makes for a good day for me.
I'm not going to tell your wife you said that. All right, so any other chemical? What about under the sink in the house there? What do we got for chemicals there?
Well, you probably shouldn't have anything under there. It's not just a common household clean and thing. Keep it in the garage. Keep it up high. Keep it out of reach. Keep it labeled so you know what it is.
Good idea. All right. And anything else?
No, I don't think so. Just get out there and get working before the lawn really starts working you.
I think we've got it covered. Now, I know we said John Deere Landscapes, but Home Depot, Lowe's, they also have these chemicals? No? We lost him? Okay, good. No, that's not true. We love Carlton. He's always he's our resident pest control freak, and that's what we like. All right, when we return, home ownership and credit have something in common. It's almost the same as love and marriage. I don't know if you knew this, but first-time homebuyers make up 40% of the marketplace. That helps the other 60% sell and move on up.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
That's it. Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, with a lifestyle change message just for you. If you are a first-time homebuyer using FHA, HUD, and other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for HUD assistance and receive big discounts from the banks and other approved lenders. Reach counselors say today is the time to start your journey to home ownership. Let me give you the toll-free number for Reach here. It's 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. Reach offers a comprehensive credit management workshop that helps you deal with any negative credit issues you may or may not have, helping you get back on a sound credit track. Kenesha Wood is on deck with the latest information about the January 21st credit workshop. Oh, and stay tuned for that. I guess, is she here? She's with us? I heard a dial tone in there. We're having a heck of a good show today, folks. We got some great guests on here. We've had some excellent conversation, and we are just talking about home ownership and how to become. So, Kenesha, are you there? I don't hear. Nope, I got a dial tone. Hey, I love dial tones. That's in the key of G, just in case you didn't know that. You could tune your piano by a dial tone. Isn't that something? All right, so, let's talk a little bit about the credit workshop that they have. Is she there? Kenesha, you in there?
Hello.
Hey, Kenesha, you're there. I understand. Well, you're out at an event today, right?
I'm heading to an event today, yes.
Ah, fantastic. All right, well, we just, I don't know if you heard any of our intro there. You know, we're talking about the credit management workshop that you're offering, and you also have a homeowner's credit workshop coming up Wednesday, January the 21st from 6 to 7, right?
Yes, this year we want to start out with helping those who are in need to buy a house or get back on track with their financing. And well, this is one of the ways we're trying to do it, implementing, because I think this year REACH has a theme where we're trying to help as many people to get into a home.
Right.
Or get back on track with things. And we find that there's a need for financial management or education.
Right. REACH, I believe our new slogan for the year is REACH for the Dream in 2015.
Exactly. And this is one way of getting there. Credit is a vital part of anything that you do, whether it's getting a house or a loan or even getting a modification and keeping that dream. It is going to play a vital part in that. So we're trying to do what we do best, and that is to reach out to the community and help them with this.
You know, a lot of people give up because of bad credit. They think, oh, I'll never be able to own a home because my credit score is not that high. What would you say to those folks?
Credit, getting your credit back on track is not an easy thing, but it is a fulfilling thing when you actually get it done. It takes time. It takes a team. REACH will be your team in helping you doing so, and we walk with you through the whole process. So never give up. It's like anything else. It takes some time. Do not fall prey to the quick credit scheme where they say, hey, no credit. Come to us. We help you get back your credit. It doesn't work that way. It might go away temporarily, but it comes back right there.
Right. Does it cost a lot of money to repair your credit?
Yes, if you go to the schemers, but with REACH, no.
Well, we don't want to go to the schemers. So, all right.
Yeah,
so
it might cost them more than money if they go to someone who says, hey, I was going to help you get your credit back in 2 days or a few days. It doesn't happen that way. With REACH, no, it doesn't cost it anything much but a few dollars, which is just pulling your credit report and walking you through the process.
You're right. Now, what's just for the folks that are thinking about it, what is the minimum credit score that you need for home ownership today?
Realistically, we tell people 640. That's like the FHA basic score. And that's also the score that they look at when you're looking to get some form of down payment or grant assistance. So 640, we look at it and say it's a minimum. You can go lower, but of course you're going to have a lot of exception. You're going to have to do a lot of things. 640 is ideally what they will look at and work with you.
Yeah. I had a 420 credit score once, but it just didn't work. I don't know. So, hey, let me ask you this. How quick does it take to repair your credit once you get started? You said a couple of days. That's what the scammers say. But what in reality, what's that take?
It all depends on what's in your credit and what needs to be taken care of. Is it bankruptcy? Is it judgment? Is it liens? Is it just something that, like a credit card, that you need to just pay down? Maybe you're using too much of your balance or your credit limit, and then we work with you to help you, you know, show you how to pay that down so you could be below 30% of your loan balance. So it all depends on what it may be. There are some if they have a lot of negative stuff on the credit that it might take a couple
gotcha.
Several months.
All right. Well, listen, Kanisha, thanks for blasting in here. We appreciate your help. Again, call the good folks at REACH, 855-48-REACH. They'll help you with your credit problems. That's all the time we have left to us today. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. And we'd like to ask you to check out our website. It's the show website at reachradioshow.com. That's where all the REACH Radio Show archives are stored. And you can look at our home of the week. Thanks for listening, Evan, Jackson, Floyd, Charlie. Thanks for being there. See you next week live from 12 to 1.
Oh, I know ladies wrong. Ain't got no home. I know ladies wrong. I'm a lonely boy.